because I want to call an audible here.
Okay.
All right, let's flip-flop and do Mavs here because we have a couple of guys that wanted to weigh in on Monte because Jake and Mike happen to be here. They're going to pop on and talk Monte with you.
Okay. So we're doing Monte
now.
Yeah.
Oh, they're here right now?
Yeah, they can't stick around, but they wanted to weigh in on this.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah, where?
Here.
Here?
Why?
That's a fair question. It's not just Jake and I, though. We actually have another Maverick special guest joining us right now. It's a friend of the team and a friend of pretty much everyone around there. It's Brian Damaris.
Hey, Corby.
Oh, hey, Brian.
What's going on, man?
Wow, we have the whole squadron there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love the Mavs.
Talk a little Mavs.
Just talk some Mavericks basketball.
Anybody doing anything tonight?
Yeah, I have a question.
What's going
on? Jake has a question.
What are you doing tonight, Corby?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes!
Woo!
Yes!
Are you effing kidding?
Woo! Huh.
Yeah. How many effing layers was this?
You have no idea.
Oh, my God!
Let me just read you a list of
Sarah
names.
Sarah Melton, I'm going to kill you.
No.
Myself, Jake, Brian Damaris, Danny, Kat, Norm, Followell, Bob Dan, and Donovan, Sarah Melton, Mark Cuban, and Dirk Nowitzki.
All involved.
Involved in what's happened in the last about 18 hours.
And like Ocean's 11.
Why are we doing this right now?
We're not. We're revealing to let you off of the hook.
Because you're freaking everybody out.
I thought you were going to jump out the window earlier
Good
today.
Good God. Like, you're making us all freak out for you.
Yes, I'm shaking.
This is the most well-planned prank ever.
Well-planned? This was made up in, like, 5 seconds.
All right, so we all owe you for various for various reasons.
Oh, everyone does. Yes. Look, I'm always waiting for this moment. All of you. Damaris, I'm going to have your freaking head in a sling, though. I can tell you that.
Dude, right. There are so many times where I thought this would fall apart.
And
me
so
too.
Many times when I thought, this is too mean. And then I just looked in the mirror and thought,
No, it's not.
No.
Dude, I've been praying to Jesus in heaven that this is a prank. But this is, oh, God, I cannot believe you pulled this off.
I don't have any idea.
Did you know?
Did I know?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't know?
I didn't know. No.
He didn't know until much more recently.
How do you,
Start with the audio?
Let's start with what we're actually talking about. We had Dirk Nowitzki on yesterday, and Corby made a strange comparison.
Well, wait, let me just ask you this. Are we doing this now?
No, we're not. No. We're revealing to you because you are freaking the hell out, and you have a movie to go to tonight, which you're not banished
from. Tell your wife you can go. Get a sitter.
Yeah. Get your sitter. Everything's going to be fine.
And tell her to stop emailing management.
And you can stop emailing Sarah Melton, who's
dodge you right now.
Like, Sarah.
Just contacting me like he won't stop calling.
She's avoiding me. I'm like, Sarah, look, I'll talk to you whenever you want.
Got ghosted by Sarah Melton.
But we do have to let everybody in on what happened yesterday and what we're talking about, and it all stemmed from the Dirk interview and something unfortunate yet unintentional happened that came out of your mouth.
Live a normal life and not in front of the camera, so it's I think we found a nice little middle ground, but my first reaction was definitely I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I don't want. We had a chance to see it a few months ago, and it's really cool. If you've lived here for a while and have followed your career, It's eye-opening in a lot of ways, and it's a fun, like you said, it's short, it's an hour and a half long. It's not like you're going to spend watching Schindler's List or something like that. But,
No,
it's short. You can get out of there quickly.
Okay, so Corby issues that that comparison or example of a long movie, and I heard it. An
unfortunate comparison.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Considering that Dirk is German.
Right, and he could have gone any number of other ways for long movies.
I looked to my left at Mino, and I just had this weird thought, and I looked over at Mike Reiner, and we looked at each other, and Corby had no idea what he had said, and he's like, what? Oh. And fought through the rest of the segment, didn't draw any more attention to it. But yes, Schindler's List was his long movie example.
So I text Danny immediately. Of course, you think I'm in L.A. I'm at the Walgreens on Lemon.
God bless it. And you know what? I've been asking around where you've been, too, but I still...
Oh, we know. We know.
Yeah. Cash, I'm going to kill you, too, Cash Saroy.
So I text Danny immediately. I'm like, Schindler's List? And then about 5 seconds later, I'm like, this is a prank. Now, I don't think Dirk is going to go for it at all. You know, he's probably going to be like, dude, no, I don't want to get involved. But I wait till the end of the interview, and I'm thinking, you know, he handled it cool. He plowed through a second segment. I'm thinking, there's no way, because he really didn't react to it. But I text him, and immediately he's like, ha, done, okay. So why don't we just read?
I'll read it.
Dirk's DM to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he adds you on Twitter. He asked for your Twitter handle. He didn't follow you. He adds you and sends you a DM. And what is it?
So 10 minutes after, I think, man, that was a kick-ass interview and a lot of fun.
You get what?
This is from Dirk. Bro.
Let me explain this. Let me tell what went on the capsule. Okay.
All right. All right. We're on the air with Lee Trevino. Right?
Yes, yes. We get done with the interview with Dirk. And Corby is over there picking up his phone. I'm in there. I'm thinking nothing of it. But all of a sudden, I see his face droop. His eyes get big.
Yes.
I would swear that he started to get a little whiter than he normally is.
There was no question.
He kind of leans back and turns real slowly to me and hands me his phone and says, look at this.
Yeah, he had clearly. And so
I picked it up and I read the text that says this.
Bro, you brought up Schindler's List in my interview. That's effed up, man. I can't believe you did that. Don't come tomorrow. To the movie premiere. Movie premiere, right. Which we promoted.
Don't come.
Don't come tomorrow. Don't come
and then
tomorrow.
He immediately unfollowed you.
Yes. Did you notice
yes.
that?
Yes. I didn't know that. And so I write this. Okay.
So he got. He did get your reply.
What's that?
He did get your reply. But I wanted him to unfollow you because he's too nice and he would have blown it. So I said it's also a nice touch to just unfollow you too so you can't get a hold of him.
Oh, I know. And I noticed that. I'm like, oh, my God, he can. I told Damaris that. I'm like, dude, he unfollowed me. He can't read my responses.
So what's your response?
Okay.
Let's listen to this groveling apology.
Oh, my God.
Holy S, man. I'm so, so sorry. And by the way, this was written about 30 minutes after the fact because I'm going around showing it to everyone going, is this a prank? Is this real? Could he really be this upset? And the only reason that I thought, well, I mean, there's many reasons I thought it was real, but the only reason I thought it was a prank is because Mino knew about this, right?
Yeah.
So I had Mino, I go, dude, look at what he wrote. And Mino, you were nervous reading it, like you weren't comfortable reading. I'm like, something's maybe going on here. I don't know. But anyway, this is what I wrote. Holy S, man, I'm so, so sorry. Trust me. All I was trying to do was think of a long movie. That's it. I would never, all caps, effing do that on purpose. I'm really sorry, dude. I have way too much respect for you to intentionally pull S like that or on anyone else for that matter. Not me at all. Like I said, would never do that. Now I'm totally freaked out and feel sick to my stomach. I'm truly sorry, Dirk.
And then he unfollowed.
No response.
And then he unfollowed me.
Which is beautiful.
He unfollowed me.
How about after he didn't respond at all, he then cut and pasted that whole conversation and sent it to Damaris and then said, if you see him, just read this to him.
Did you record me when I called you, Damaris?
Probably at 5:10 tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. Here's the plan. 5:10 tomorrow, man. We're all going to jump back in. We just wanted to let you off the hook so you could breathe easy and go to your little movie tonight.
Not only did he record you.
Oh, God. Oh.
I recorded you. Kat recorded you. The control room.
We have emails. We have documents.
So many documents.
Texts, we
have
direct
a full
messages.
Dossier.
Wait, did you
of
record
documents.
Me? Because I called Jake last night. I go, did you record? Did you intentionally call me back to record me?
No. To be honest with you, it was more that just I had just read all of your DMs when you called the first time, and I could not wipe the S-eating grin off of my face the first time. There's no way I would have been able to contain it. Like, it was the best hour of my life, and you would have been able to tell.
I want to get into more of this tomorrow because, as I told Saroy last night at about midnight, I was like, this has been a really crappy day, man. And it was three-pronged, which – I don't want to tell the whole Saroy story, but
yeah.
I pretty much thought a really good friend of mine was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got into a fight with an athlete's agent on the telephone. And then I pissed off my sports hero with a German reference.
The greatest moment of your sports life, and that guy never wants to speak to you again.
Yes.
And said, don't come tomorrow.
Don't come tomorrow.
That's why it's the best prank ever, because it was like nothing that bad. The only problem that you had was that, and you even texted this, you're like, my hero hates me.
Yes. I told Jake, I go, man, it's like Roger Staubach called me out of the blue and said, hey, Corb, what's up? Hey, Rog, what's going on? Oh, not much. Just want to tell you that I effing hate your guts.
And don't ever call me again.
And then hung up.
Don't ever call here again.
Yeah. All right, so tomorrow, like you said, we have DMs both ways, texts, emails. We have audio from multiple phone calls. We have the Mavericks as a team threatening and basically going through with telling you that they're severing the relationship with the team.
Yeah. No draft coverage.
Yeah.
No Donnie Nelson on with Norm.
Yeah, I'm going to ask, look, before we end this, I just want to ask you guys this. What did I ever do to you?
Oh, my God. And we'll even read a fun email that I just received from your wife about an hour ago.
Pleading, oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, pleading
with
me.
Dude, she was called. Oh, she knew about it?
No. She didn't know.
Because the whole time she's like, Corby, this is a prank. I'm like, no. She goes, it's a prank. I promise you. I'm like, no, it's not a prank. Dirk hates me.
All right, buddy. Well, all will be revealed, I think, tomorrow at 5:10.
And another thing, Kat, juicy.
It is juicy.
Another thing, Kat, who said after the Jake Kemp prank of suspension,
I'm retired.
He's waving from his office.
He's saying, now I'm retired.
Put the 4-5 on like Jordan and put the team on his back.
Now he's officially retired.
Oh, my God.
Enjoy your movie.
So if he opts out, it'd be better to trade him,
right?
Because then your cap hold.
He's gone either way.
And you know what? I didn't even when you're like, oh, Damaris is here and Jake's here and Soros here. I'm like, oh, well, this is weird.
But I like Mavs talk.
And then Damaris, I'm like, wait a minute.
There you go.
Hang on.
I'm like, the minute he hears Damaris is here, he's gonna.
Weren't you in California?
Click.
Yeah.
God, you flew
bastard,
in for
and
this
not
segment.
Returning my texts or anything, and
sorry,
just let me twist it and waking up at 4 a.m. and all I could think of was Dirk hates me.
Yes.
Oh. Stay tuned.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good little show.
Eat it.
Eat it.
Oh, my God.
You feel better?
I really do. I really feel a whole lot better.
Well, that's why prank.
Oh, we're having fun.
That's why pranks are good, like you explained to me last week.
They are.
Remember?
I left work yesterday going, please, God, let this be a prank. Just please. But, dude, by the time this morning rolled around, 150% convinced that it was not a prank, especially when you'll find out tomorrow the email that was sent from the Mavericks. And Cuban, you're a piece of garbage.
Cuban was genius in this.
God bless it.
This sounds very drawn out and very well executed with a lot of moving parts.
Mm-hmm. We'll break it down tomorrow at 5:10.
Oh, I have a headache. Madam, can I have a beer?
All right, do real Mavs talk next.
Oh, okay, yeah. Monte Ellis.
Yeah.
All right.